Walk into a clinic for migrant workers and you may see signs of a changing economy and cutbacks in state health insurance. On some days, in some clinics, most people in the waiting room are not foreign-born farm workers, but low-income Americans. Tom Bonsi visited a clinic in Hood River, Oregon.
Sniffling adults and fidgety children. The waiting room of La Clinica del Cariño. Loosely translated, the name means the Clinic of Caring and Affection. A sign on the wall in Spanish reassures patients, "We do not report to immigration. You can feel safe here." La Clinica was founded in 1986 to provide medical and dental care to migrant workers who labor in the nearby orchards. But glancing around the waiting room today, relatively few faces would seem to fit that profile.
When I got here, I realized it sounded like it was primarily migrant, but it didn't seem to be. I just didn't worry about it, I guess.
Jerry Bryan is waiting for her daughter to finish with a clinic dentist. It's the only affordable option for the uninsured mother of three, and she says her children warm to the bilingual staff.
My little kids love it because they watch Dora the Explorer, so they're learning new Spanish words, and they love hearing all the people say the words that they learn on TV. They think it's pretty cool.
Across the room sits coffee shop barista December Snedecor. The single mom with a nasty cold lacks insurance. She was dropped recently from the state-subsidized Oregon health plan.
Some people are telling me that they'll do plans, you know, payment plans if you can't afford it. And so I came here, and everyone's really nice and everything. And I kept coming here, you know, because I liked it.
Clinic director Daniel Ward says La Clinica has always welcomed everyone, but he's struck by the surge of English-speaking residents coming through the door.
The split now is roughly 35% Latino, 65% Anglo, where initially it was about 50-50. And that shift is primarily because of the economic downturn and the recession or depression that Oregon and Washington have been in.
Over the past 4 years, migrant clinics have seen 500,000 new patients, about 40% of whom are poor white Americans. The uninsured who turn to migrant health clinics pay on a sliding scale based on income. Federal and local grants make up the difference. Ward says an office visit for a poor person might cost $25 compared to at least $75 at a standard medical practice. At the Yakima Valley Farmworkers Clinic in Washington State, Director Carlos Olivares says non-Hispanics now make up one-third of his patients compared to one-fifth before. The demographic shift does not upset him. What worries the clinic director is that the influx of uninsured and underinsured shows no signs of abating.
The safety nets, community clinics like ours, are being stretched far beyond what we ever anticipated we would. And so our choices are either to expand and cope with that increase or simply begin to restrict the access to uninsured patients to our system.
Olivares would prefer to keep on saying,
"If you need care, we will see you."
So his clinic network is expanding facilities and adding doctors. Other migrant health centers in California, the Midwest, and East are doing the same. They're counting on patient revenue, increased federal subsidies, and all manner of creative grant writing and contracts to make it work.
Betty?
Yes.
For NPR News, I'm Tom Bonsu.